Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Radha Gopinath, Radha Gopinath, Radhe Radhe. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Nitai Gaura Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Gaura Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Jai विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिवच काचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद देवेंद्रेश ऐसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शिल प्रभुपाद की जय जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिवच काचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद देवेंद्रेश भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज श्री प्रभुपाद की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की जय प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवा सदी गौर भक्त वृंद की जय श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीना श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय ब्रजभूमि श्री वृंदावन धाम की जय नवद्वीप मायापुर धाम की जय पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र श्री जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय गंगा मैया जमुना मैया की जय भक्ति देव श्री तुलसी महारानी की जय वंदे हम श्री गुरु श्रीयुता पद कमलम श्री गुरु वैष्णवांश श्री रूपम सागर जातम सहगण रघुनाथन्वितम सजीवम साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्णचैतन्य देवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादा सहगना ललिता श्री विशाखान्विता हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। ओम ज्ञानति मिरंदस्य ज्ञानेन शलाके तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। नमः ओम विष्णु पादाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे विशेष शून्यवाद शतदेशतारिणे श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदी गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण। टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो फर्स्ट चैप्टर 15th एंड टेक्स्ट नंबर 15। यद्यपस्त्रं ब्रह्मशीरस्त्वं यद्यपस्त्रं ब्रह्मशीरस्त्वमोघं चाप्रतिक्रियं वैष्णवं तेज आसाद्य संशाभ्यद् भृगुद्रुवदः। Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. O Shaunaka, although the supreme Brahmastra weapon released by Ashwatthama was irresistible and without check or contraction, it was neutralized and foiled when confronted by the strength of Vishnu Lord Krishna. Purport. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said that the Brahma Jyoti or the glowing transcendental effulgence is resting on Lord Krishna. In other words, the glowing effulgence known as Brahma Tejas is nothing but the rays of Lord. Just as the sun rays are the rays of the sun disk, so this Brahma weapons also, although materially irresistible, could not surpass the supreme strength of the Lord. The weapon called Brahmastra released by Ashwatthama was neutralized and foiled by Lord Krishna by his own energy. That is to say, he did not wait for any other help because he is absolute. Om Gyanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shilaka Chakshur Nirmitam Jaina Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha. In this purport, Brahma Jyoti or a Brahman, Paramatma, Bhagwan, this concept is explained. God is realized in three features: Brahman, Paramatma, and Bhagwan. But in this material world, especially in the Kali Yuga, most of the people are atheist.
Nobody understands what is Brahman and Brahmatman and Bhagavan. Most of the people are only atheists. And even if you find some people are rarely they believe in God, even among such believers, most of them are impersonalist. Impersonalist means they don't accept God's form, God's name. They're all impersonalist. Because this impersonal concept is very much convenient to accept. Because if you accept God as a person, then there are so many responsibilities. God is a person, then God will demand something. He will ask you to chant His name. He will ask you to follow some rules. Therefore, it suffices to say that God, yes, there is a God, some energy somewhere, but He doesn't have any form. So it's very convenient to say that God is impersonal. And even if there are some people who accept God as a person, but their concept of God is somewhere in the heavenly planet, He's very, very old, and white beard man, and He is acting just like a judge. Either He is rewarding someone, or most of the time He is punishing someone. So he has only one job, either to reward or punish. But Srimad Bhagavatam explains who God really is. God, of course God has this three page, God is also impersonal, but God has a form, the spiritual form, Satchidananda form, and He is most loving and caring person. Early 90s, on television there would be they would show an advertisement of Jhendu Balm. I don't know nowadays whether they show it or not. Jhendu Balm. If someone has a headache, they can apply that Jhendu Balm in their forehead. So now Jhendu Balm is a paste. It doesn't have any form, isn't it? It's just an impersonal, some paste. But in those advertisements it was shown that when someone applies this paste or a balm on the forehead, that balm or a paste transforms or takes a form of a person, kind of a Superman or a Spider-Man. And then that balm as a person, he relieves the headache, relieves the pain of the headache. That means it is in our blood to accept a person. Things may have some importance or not, but person is behind everything. Person has an importance. So therefore, Brahma Jyoti or a Brahman is the energy of Krishna. But Krishna is a person. He is the man. There are many spiritualists. They sometimes are afraid of giving names to God. No, God doesn't have name, God doesn't have form. But in our Vedic culture, especially in Srimad Bhagavatam, God has thousands of names. Not only God, He is all, the cows have all the names, 900,000 names. And then yesterday I was reading, Krishna's every paraphernalia has a name. Krishna has a bugle, buffalo horn. That bugle's name is Mantra Ghosha. Krishna's flute is called Bhuvana Mohini. Krishna has a cane, that stick. Krishna's cane, his name is Madana. Krishna also plays Veena. He also plays flute, but along with the flute, he also plays Veena. And his Veena is called Tarangini. Krishna carries a rope on his shoulder. Those ropes are called Pashu Vashikar. Krishna uses a bucket for milking the cows. That bucket is called Amrita Dohini. Krishna has a peacock feathered crown. That crown is called Navaratna Vidamba. Krishna's tilak is called Drishti Mohan. Krishna wears a garland. That garland is called Vaijayanti. And Krishna also wears a locket on his chest. That locket has Radharani's picture inside. Rupa Goswami writes this. Ujjwal Nilmani. The locket has Radharani's picture in it. And that locket is called Hriday Mohan. So Krishna, actually, for every omelets and bracelets and every ornaments, Krishna has the names, but it will take a lot of time, therefore I'm not reading it. And Sri Radha also, she has also some favorite cows. So her favorite cows are Bahula, and then Yamuna. Then she has a favorite calf. Her name is Tungi. She has a favorite monkey. Her name is Kakati. She has a favorite doe. Her name is Rangini. She has a favorite swan. Her name is Tundikari. And she also has a favorite elephant. Her name is Madhuri. So, in this we will find that God is not just a person. He doesn't have a simple name. He has thousands of names. There are names for his ornaments also. So, Krishna is not just a person, but he has a complete address. He stays in Gokul, Mathura, Nandagaon, Vrindavan, Barsana. And he stays in a huge, big, joint family. Krishna has grandfather. His name is Parjanya. And his grandfather really loves him. He becomes so happy and pleased by seeing his grandson Krishna. And his habit is, he always speaks joking words in the ears of Krishna. Although Krishna is just an infant baby, but this Parjanya Maharaj always speaks joking words in the ears of Krishna. And Krishna's grandmother is Varithipi. So, Variyasi Devi. And she also becomes so excited by seeing Lord Krishna. And she is proud of her grandson. And Shastra says, Srimad Bhagavatam Rupa Goswami, our Acharya writes, that her feet doesn't touch the ground when she walks, because she is in ecstasy. Rupa Goswami writes this. So, he has a grandmother. Krishna's father is so loving. Nanda Maharaj is always, constantly, he is thinking about the well-being of Krishna. And therefore, he is always just giving charity to the Brahmanas and charity to all the needy peoples, because he wants blessing for his son. So whenever he is giving, all the time he is just giving charity, and while giving charity, he is just requesting one benediction from them. Please pray for my son. Please pray for my son so that my son is freed and is saved from all the dangers. This is Nanda Maharaj's devotion for Krishna. Yashoda Mai is a love personification. She can't even bear 1 minute separation from Krishna. And even though Krishna is in the front of Yashoda Mai, constantly her breast is tickling the milk from her breast. That is her devotion to Krishna. Krishna has 4 uncles. Upananda, Maha, Abhinanda, Sananda and Nandana. Krishna also has 2 aunts, aunties. Bua. One is Sunanda and other is Nandini. Krishna has a maternal grandfather. And his name is Sumukha. And his maternal grandmother is Patala Devi. He also has a maternal uncle, Mama. That Kamsa is different. This Vrindavan Mamas are different. They are very loving. So these Vrindavan uncles are Vasudhara, Yashodhara, Yashodev and Sudeva. 3 Mamas Krishna has. And then Krishna has many cousin brothers. And then sister-in-laws, like, what is her name? Kundalata. She is sister-in-law of Krishna. She really loves Krishna. So Krishna has many friends. Madhumangal, Sridhama, Stoka Krishna, Ujjivala, and Subala. All these friends, they really love Krishna more than their own life. And Sri Radha, she has father, Yashoda, Vrishabhanu Maharaj, Kirti Damodar, and she also has a maternal grandmother. She is Mukhara Devi, and Mukhara Devi is very, very close friend to Patala Devi, Krishna's maternal grandmother. And then Yashoda Mai is very much friend of close friend of Kirtida. She is also very close friend to Devaki. And therefore sometimes Yashodama is also another name is Devaki. Because they are so close and so thick, their relationship is so thick, like heart to heart. Therefore their names also exchanged. Sometimes Yashodama is also called Devaki. And Devaki Mata is called Yashoda. So in this way, Krishna stays in a joint family and he cares for everyone. So now we'll explain the gopi friends of Krishna. So now we are discussing God is a person. He has his house, he has his family members, and he also has that loving propensities. So he also has gopi friends. But before explaining the gopis of Vrindavan, we'll also explain this one concept. Because in Dwarka, all the queens, they are officially married to Krishna. So they love Krishna in Sokiya Bhava. Officially married. So there is no problem accepting that. But Vrindavan, all the gopis, they are not married to Krishna. They are married to someone else. So this love between Krishna and the gopis is a paramour relationship. One may say, why are you discussing this esoteric subject? We are not discussing it. But the whole world discusses this. Because they don't have Acharya's commentary, they simply hear from here and there, and they come to the conclusion that Krishna is this womanizer, this, that, you know. So therefore, sometimes it is good to explain the relationship between Krishna and the gopis. Of course, it is not possible to understand. Even the gods in the heavenly planet, they cannot understand the gopis' love for Krishna. But as a philosophical tattva gyan, we can explain. What exactly the Krishna, the gopis are married to someone else, but they are loving Krishna. So how to understand this paramour loving relationship or parakiya bhava? So many of our acharyas give beautiful explanation. So we'll discuss the philosophical part of it. In this material world, men and women, like man and woman, is a designation. Soul sometimes accepts a man body, sometimes a male body or a female body, according to our previous karmas. So this identity is not fixed. Jiva by nature is a female, but in this material world, is illusory male body is given to the jiva, or a female body, or illusory female body is given to the jiva. And our Rupa Goswami writes so beautiful. He says that in this material world, all the jivas, practically all the jivas, they have sinful desires. And therefore, there has to be some restrictions for their enjoyment. If there are no restrictions, then they may go to commit any extent, any sinful activities. And therefore, Vedas and all our Vedic scriptures, they give some restrictions, like an institution of marriage, some marriage bondage. Okay, here is a marriage ceremony. You can marry this lady or man and you can enjoy. So these rules are given because we have sinful tendencies, sinful that nature in our heart. Therefore the sages and rishis and Vedas, they give this some restrictions. But now, the same restrictions we cannot apply on Krishna. Because Vedas injunctions are, everyone should follow some rules and regulations. But Krishna is not like an ordinary person. He does not take anything from this world. Whatever lila he performs in this Bhauma Vrindavan on earthly planet, he actually brings all the paraphernalia. That parakya ras also he brings from the Golok Vrindavan. All the gopis he brings from Golok Vrindavan. All the facilities. Here is simply a replica. Golok Vrindavan's replica on this Bhauma Vrindavan. So therefore, We cannot apply these same rules, like what is meant for the ordinary souls. You cannot apply it for Krishna. Because the Vedas, they give these injunctions for our well-being. So that we can, just like, you know, we have this, what do you call? For horses, there are some two kinds of blinders. So that horse will see only in the front. Horse will not look at here or there. So similarly, these blinders are given for human society. There are some rules and regulations. But this blinders is not needed for Krishna. Because in the spiritual world, relationship between Jiva and Krishna, between soul and the super soul, is pure. But the same relationship, that loving relationship, when it comes to this material world, it is perverted reflection and it comes to the ghastly form. That physical relationship. Actually, love, real love, doesn't involve any type of physical relationship. Like Krishna and the gopis, they never had. So, therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam explains very beautiful. Asam aho charanarenu jusham aham sham Vrindavane kimapi gulma lata oshidhinam yadustajam swajanam aryapatham chahitva bhejur mukunda padave sritivir imrugyam. Very beautiful. All the Vedas personified, they are glorifying the gopis' position. And they are requesting, they are pleading. There is only aspiration of the Vedas personified. They want to take the birth in Vrindavan Dham as a gulmalata or a creeper or a grass so that all these gopis will trample upon their head. They will place their lotus feet on their heads. Now this is Vedas. Huh? Same Vedas. They gave restriction, instructions and some rules for a conditioned soul. Now these Vedas, when they saw, when they observed Krishna, gopis' love for Krishna, then they say, oh my God, this is really glorious. We want to be the dust particle of these gopis. And therefore, these Vedas performed so much of austerity for millions of years. And then Krishna became pleased, Narayan became pleased, and they said, okay, what is your desire? They said, we also want to take birth as a gopis and to release and experience that bhava. So they were given that opportunity, that blessings. Now, very beautiful. After participating in Krishna's leela, especially Rasalila and other leelas, and they experienced that bhava, and now they are coming to in front of Krishna, and they are begging forgiveness. The Vedas personified, they are begging forgiveness from Krishna. They said, my dear Krishna, we are very extremely sorry. Ideally, we should be carrying your message to the conditioned soul. Your bhakti, we should be giving to the conditioned soul. But we acted simply like a signpost. Just like when you were driving the car, you will find some signpost. Now turn left, turn right, or go straight. Isn't it? There are some signposts. So the Vedas are saying, we should be ideally giving and carrying your message to the conditioned soul, but we acted simply like a signpost. But signpost acts only, no? It can only tell you, go to the right. But it cannot tell you how, where exactly, and how to go to that place. Therefore, Vedas says that we should have been carried your message of pure devotion to the public, but we only gave dharma, artha, kama, moksha. But now we understand this bhava of this gopis' love is the highest. And therefore, now the Vedas personified, they are glorifying the gopis of prema. So we should understand, the same Vedas gave injection and rules and regulations for conditioned soul. The same Vedas are saying, this gopis prem is not like you. This is highest. Krishna's position is over and above everyone. Even the demigods in the heavenly planet, they cannot understand. Just like sometimes, you know, that a fabulously rich businessman, he has a big mansion, he has a lot of wealth. So sometimes he comes in the mood of giving charity. So sometimes there are hundreds of beggars standing in a line asking for some donation. And this man, businessman, he is sitting in the house. Now all the beggars, one beggar asking the other beggar, why this person is not standing in the line? Because we are all standing for donation. He should also stand in line like us. But then those who really know, they say, you stupid, this person doesn't have to stand in a line. He is the one who gives you donation. We are all beggars. We are asking for his mercy, donation from him. He is the giver. He is not a beggar like us. He should not stand in a line. So similarly, whatever happens in this material world, all the jivas, they compare everyone exactly like them. So when they see Krishna is coming in this world, he is also like us. He is also ordinary person like us. So if I cannot enjoy, if there are so many rules for me, the same rules should be for Krishna also. But they don't understand that his whole world belongs to him, including you. Including you, everything belongs to Krishna. Isya vasam idam sarvam etkincham jagatam jagat tena tektena bhunjita mam vrda kasya siddhunam. But out of causeless mercy, he gives you some rights. Okay, this book is for you. This glass is for you. Okay, this mattress doesn't belong to you. This belongs to some third party. Okay, don't enjoy that. So this Shastra gives this enjoyment. But Krishna is the owner. He is the master. So therefore we cannot apply same rules like a conditioned soul for Krishna. And we cannot imitate. This Parakiya Bhava or Krishna enjoying with the gopis, it is meant only for Krishna, not even for other gods. If other person tries to imitate Krishna, it becomes despicable. No one can imitate Krishna. Just like Shiva, he drank the poison. But only Shiva can drink the poison. If others try to imitate, they will die. Similarly, when Krishna performs any activity, it is meant only for him and nothing, not for others. So therefore, Shastra says, Swakiya Bhava or Swakiya Rasa. We are not discussing the esoteric part, Leela. We are discussing the philosophy. We have to be very clear. Swakiya Rasa, or those like, you know, the queens of Dwarka or residents of Vaikuntha, their Rasa, loving Rasa with Vishnu or Krishna, the jurisdiction of surrender is very limited. In Swakiya Bhava, jurisdiction of surrender, because everything is official. Na? So whatever, here he is my husband, he is my wife, everything is fixed. So therefore, jurisdiction of surrender also is limited. But in Parakiya Bhava, the jurisdiction of surrender is unending. And why? Because there is every moment there is a risk involved. In Swakiya Bhava, everything is fixed. There is no risk. Okay, here is your beloved, go and meet him. Or here is your beloved, go and meet her. Because everything is fixed, everything is official, everything is legal. So therefore there is no risk. And therefore there is no intensity. In Gopi's case, actually they also didn't know. They didn't know that Krishna is God. So whatever we are doing, it will be like, you know, it is not a sin. It is all will be forgiven. Gopis didn't know that. And they didn't care for that. Although they knew the rules and the laws of the material world, but every moment they took a risk. Why risk? Because of their love. Simple, pure, innocent love. And therefore, that risk, because of that risk and attachment, it increases the intensity of love. When everything is fixed, everything is predestined, then everything becomes very monotonous. Just like, you know, our daily activities, our routine days schedule, it becomes so very monotonous. But in Gopi's life, every moment was so exciting, so much of risk, and so many things happening every moment. And therefore, there was an unlimited intensity in their devotion. And therefore, that intensity of devotion attracts Krishna. Krishna is like a premanidhi. He is the ocean of love. Now it is depend on a person how much you can fetch the water from that ocean. Everyone has their capacity, their understanding or their desires. So even Lakshmi Devi, the queens of Dwarka, Narada and other, they tried their best to fetch the water from this ocean. But the gopis, their love excels beyond the Dwarka's queens. Or here, of course, all no offense to anyone, but Lakshmi Devi, she cannot even imagine getting married to someone else. Our Acharya writes this. She cannot even imagine getting married to someone else. And therefore, this situation, what the gopis are going through, it cannot occur in Lakshmi Devi's life. Her love is unlimited for Narayana. Unlimited. There is no doubt about it. But this other realm of intensity, of risk, only gopis can relish it. And Krishna is such a lover, is unbelievable. Shiva, Lord Shiva writes, because he knows the rasa tattva, so he says, when there are some women who are very, very hard to find, very difficult to attend them, then it becomes a great challenge for a hero. When they are all protected by so much of, you know, system and so many obstacles are there to find them, to attend them, then it becomes a really great challenge for any beloved. And Krishna likes that. Our Acharya is right. He wants to accept newer and newer, greater and greater challenges. Okay, here I will try. In Gopi Gita also, the gopis write, Krishna is so expert in stealing. Krishna steals the essence of the lotus flower. Now the essence of the lotus flower reside at the center of the lotus flower. And the essence of the lotus flower is protected by thousands of petals. No one can even imagine of stealing the essence of the lotus flower. Only Krishna. That is his speciality. So, and therefore, whenever there is some hard challenges to accept someone, then Kamadeva or a Cupid uses his highest weapons. So when Krishna, when some other Jivas or any Vaikunthavasis or any Dwarkavasis, when love Krishna, Krishna doesn't have to throw his highest weapon. He is happy with, you know, अभी थोड़ा सुदर्शन चक्र भी छोड़ दिया तो काम हो गया, यू नो. सो सिंपली वन यू जस्ट शूट वन एरो एंड द ओपोनेंट इज किल्ड. सो दैट हीरो आल्सो, दैट आर्चर आल्सो डजंट फील सो मच ऑफ एक्साइटमेंट. बट व्हेन ही सीज माय गॉड द ओपोनेंट इज सो पावरफुल, ही हैज टू यूज द पशुपति अस्त्र एंड दिस अस्त्र एंड दैट अस्त्र. सो इन गोपीज केस, कृष्णा थॉट दे ऑलरेडी बिलोंग टू समवन एल्स. And the system, they are so much of protectedness is that. And then Krishna, he uses the highest weapon. Because he is unlimitedly beautiful. Those who have just like one glass of size, their love, Krishna fills that glass. Okay, carry this one glass, go now, go home. But these gopis' vessels are like unlimited. So Krishna has to expand more. Krishna has to expand his beauty more. In this way, Krishna also was challenged by Gopi's love. And therefore Krishna accepts this challenge. Because Krishna is Atmaram. Atmaram is self-satisfied. He does not even need Lakshmi Devi. He does not need anyone's help. Then why will he be interested in anyone else? But the Gopi's love forced him to give up his Atmaram nature and take interest in their love. This is Gopi's love. In general love, Krishna is happy, they are also happy. But Gopi's love is so attractive that Krishna had to give up his Atmaram nature and he had to find, my God, what is this? I never experienced this one. Okay, let me try. So the Atmaram person also had to do something to get the love of the gopis. And therefore our Acharya writes that this Parakya Bhava is the essence of all the rasas, highest. Therefore Mahaprabhu Chaitanya and the followers say, Aradya Bhagavan Brajesha Tanaya Taddhama Vrindavanam Ramya Kachida Upasana Vrajavadu Vargenaya Kalpitaha Srimad Bhagavata Pramana Amalam Prema Mupumarto Mahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhur Matavidam Tatradarana Paraha. Therefore Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, the gopis love is unimaginable even for the gods of the heavenly planet, in the goddesses of heavenly planet, and even for a residents of Vaikuntha planet. So now we'll discuss some of the gopis of Vrindavan. We'll give only the information. The first is, first and the foremost, the leader of all the gopis is Lalita Devi. Krishna has, Sri Radha has unlimited sakis and narma, piya narma sakis and nitya sakis and all the sakis. But the first and the foremost is Lalita Devi. She stays in Uchagav. Her eternal place in Vrindavan is Uchagav. And she comes as Swarup Damodar Goswami in Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. Actually, we forgot one point. I'll explain that again. When Krishna performs any leela, even that Parakya Bhava leela, Krishna doesn't have to borrow something from someone. Just like a king, when he wants to wrestle, he wants to fight, then the whole arrangement is made. There are hundreds of wrestlers. They are ready to, wrestlers. They are ready to wrestle with the king. And there are also many fighters. They are ready to fight with the king. Because king has a desire. So everything desire will be fulfilled. So similarly, when Krishna wants to perform such leelas, Yogamaya arranges such energy, such a arrangement that Krishna's every desire is fulfilled. So Lalita Devi, she is eternally residing at Uchagav, and then she appears as Swarup Damodar Goswami in Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela. She is 27 days older than Sri Radha. Her complexion is golden yellow. Her dress is like a peacock feather. And our Rupa Goswamiji writes, the why she wears a peacock feather dress? Because Sri Radha is, she cannot bear even a moment's separation from Krishna, and therefore Lalita Devi wears such a clothes. By seeing those peacock feather color clothes, Sri Radha gets reminded of Krishna. She remembers Krishna and she becomes satisfied and pacified. Therefore Lalita Devi wears this peacock feather color. And then her services are unbelievable. She offers tambula to Krishna, and of course her services sometimes, because she is acts like a counselor to Sri Radha and Krishna both. Sometimes her services to chastise Radha and Krishna, of course out of surrendered out of love for them. And His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj, one time in the day of Lalita Vishakha's appearance, he said, "See, Lalita Devi, she loves Radha and Krishna so much that even if she sees one drop of perspiration at the lotus feet, either of Radha or of Krishna, Lalita Devi expands herself in millions of forms, and simultaneously all those millions of forms try to wipe that one drop of perspiration from the lotus feet of Krishna. This is her devotion." So who can understand? Therefore she is the leader of all the gopis. And Rupa Goswami writes in Lalita Astakam, "Radha Mukunda Pada Sambhava Karma Bindu Nirmanchano Pakarani Krita Deha Laksham Uttunga Savrita Vishesha Vashat Pragalbham Devi Gunayesu Lalitam Lalitam Namami." Lalita Devi, she is always 24 hours engaged in Krishna's service. Her mother's name is Sharada Devi, her father's name is Vishoka, and her so-called husband is Bhairava. Now, this is also a very important point. How is that the gopis were married to other gopas? Actually, just like Abhimanyu, who is the so-called husband of Sri Radha. But Shastra says Abhimanyu was the incarnation of Krishna's shadow. Krishna's shadow became Abhimanyu simply to enhance Krishna's pastimes. So, although they were married to the gopas, but absolutely there was no connection between the gopis and their husbands. All the acharyas writes in the book. They were simply, just like, you know, someone is staying in Pune and someone is staying in Mumbai. And they said, "We are married, huh? Okay. And they never come together, but they are married. So some kind of, you know, that life situation. So they never come together. They never had any connection, nothing. But they are just married so that Krishna can perform that parakya rasa. So all is, Astasaki, they were also married to many their respective husband. The second comes Vishakha Devi. Time also, okay. Vishakha Devi eternally resides in Kamai village, and she appears as a Ramananda Roy in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela. Just like Lalita Devi, she is 27 years older than Sri Radha. Vishakha Devi, she appears at the same day and same moment. Like on the same Radhashtami day, Vishakha Devi appears. Her complexion is a cream color, and her garments, the dresses, is bedecked with the stars. She is the most intelligent gopi amongst all, and she acts like a messenger between gopi Radha and Krishna. She is also a counselor of all the gopis, and also acts like a counselor like Radha and Krishna. Her father's name is Pavana, mother is Dakshina, and so-called husband is Vahika. Third is Champaklata. Champaklata, her eternal residence in Vrindavan is Kerala village, and she appears as a Sivanand Sen in Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela. Her complexion is like a champaka flower. Her garments are like a bluish color, and she is one day younger to Sri Radha, and her services are offering chamara, offering jewels and other ornaments to Radha and Krishna. And she also protects all the creepers, trees and plants of Vrindavan Dham. And she is very expert cook. Simply by seeing the glancing of the preparation, she can understand what is the quality. And her father name, I forgot. So fourth is Chitra Devi. She stays in Chiksoli, and she appears in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela as Govindananda. And her complexion is red like kumkum. Her garments are crystal colored. She is 26 days younger to Sri Radha. And her services are, she offers garlands. She is very much expert in astrology and astronomy. And then she can read the gap between two lines. She can read that. And she can understand the intention of the writer. It is mentioned in the Shastra. that is Chitra Devi. Her father is Chatura, mother is Charvika, and her so-called husband is Pithra. The fifth is Tungavidya Devi. Tungavidya Devi, her eternal residence is Dabaro. Dabaro means where all the time Radha and Krishna is crying, their tears are welling from their eyes, and therefore that place is called Dabaro. And she appears as a Vakreshwar Pandit in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela. Her complexion is red like a kumkum, and her bodily fragrance, she doesn't have to use perfumes and everything. So her bodily fragrance is like a sandalwood paste and a camphor together. She is 15 days younger to Sri Radha, and she wears white garments, and her services are beautiful. Because she plays veena, so her services are singing and dancing for the pleasure of Radha and Krishna. Her father's name is Pausha Pushkara, mother's name is Medha, and so-called husband is Balisha. Sixth is Indulekha. She stays in Anjanoka village, and she appears as Basu Ramananda in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela. Her complexion is greenish, yellowish, and her garments are like a pomegranate seeds or pomegranate flowers. She is 3 days younger to Sri Radha, and her services are offering honey to Radha and Krishna. She knows the palmistry, and she is very expert in stringing the necklaces. Her father is Sagara, her mother is Bela, and her so-called husband is Durlabha. Seventh is Rangadevi. Rangadevi, her eternal residence in Vrindavan is at Rakholi, and she appears as Govinda Ghosh in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela. Her complexion is like a lotus flower. Her dress color is hibiscus flower, like red color. And she is 7 days younger to Sri Radha. Her services are to offer sandalwood paste and use perfumes and cosmetics in the service of Lord Radha and Krishna. And she also is very expert in taming all the wild animals like tigers and lions and deers. And then her mother's name is Karuna, father's name is Rangasara, and her so-called husband's name is Vakshakshana. Then last is Sudevi. Sudevi, she resides at Sonhara village, and she appears as a Vasudeva Ghosh in Krishna's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela. And her complexion and dress color is exactly like, because she is a twin sister, Rangadevi and Sudevi, they are twin sisters. So their complexion color is same, their dress color is same. So therefore sometimes people, they don't understand the difference between Sudevi and Rangadevi, because they are twin sisters. And her services are arranging Radharani's hair, beautiful. And then decorating Radharani's eyes, massaging. And then she also reads the omen, good omen, bad omen. She is also very expert in horticulture. Her husband's name is, his husband is brother of Akshakshana. It's 9:15. Thank you very much. We'll not have question answers. Hari Bol. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you. Hare Krishna.